Welcome to Courtside, everyone, a discussion of the post-election litigation brought by Donald Trump. Sorry this is coming so late. It has been a crazy day. It's day 37 after the election. The world's biggest loser continues to do what he does best, lose. The count now stands at 1 out of 56. Yes, Donald Trump has won 1 out of 56 cases, and the one he won didn't do anything. He lost again in Pennsylvania, where the Trumpistas claimed that the voter registrations were inaccurate and that Pennsylvania therefore shouldn't be able to certify. A Pennsylvania judge threw this out, saying it was bogus and that they filed this way too late. I mean, Pennsylvania certified the election results days ago. You'll see that the pace of cases is winding down. And that's because of one simple thing. Trump is literally running out of places to bring bogus challenges. States like Pennsylvania are saying, you already filed this bogus lawsuit last week. Why are you doing this again? Okay, the big action again is in Texas in the case that we talked about yesterday. This is an original jurisdiction case, which means that Texas is going straight to the Supreme Court, challenging the elections in four other states. And we talked yesterday in detail about why this thing is so bogus. Now, today, Trump began the day by trying to gin up support. He first tweeted at the Supreme Court, telling them to do the right thing. That is an insane move. As a pending court case, you never comment on a pending court case, particularly when you're trying to be a party to it, as he is. But that, of course, didn't stop him. And then he invited the Republican attorneys general in various states for lunch. I'm not sure if COVID was on the menu or not. Then 106 members of the House of Representatives, all Republicans, which I think now we will be calling the Kraken Caucus, filed a brief supporting this joke Texas lawsuit. The brief is, quite honestly, very hard to follow. I think maybe it reads better in the original Russian, but basically I think it's trying to say that the election was stolen. A minority of Republicans in the U.S. Congress, 90 of them, didn't sign this brief. But you have to wonder what has happened to the proud Republican Party. It has become a craven joke. I mean, I'm glad to see people like Jeb Bush and Senator John Cornyn of Texas saying this lawsuit is bogus. But how do 106 members of Congress agree? I mean, when your legal effort is led by that noted constitutional scholar, Jim Jordan, I think that should raise some suspicions. And by the way, where is President George W. Bush in this? How can he sit on the sidelines and watch his state and his party do something so fundamentally un-American? In other news today, 22 states and D.C. filed a friend of the court brief attacking this Texas lawsuit. This one happens to be written in English. They argue that the Electors Clause of the Constitution doesn't allow a state government to get to second guess another state, and that this case shouldn't be brought in the U.S. Supreme Court, and that 50 plus courts have already said that the election didn't have fraud and thrown this thing out. And their claim of these 22 states plus D.C. is supported by the Republican Attorney General Chris Carr of Georgia, who said that the suit is, quote, constitutionally, legally, and factually wrong. That led our temper tantrum Donald Trump president to call Carr and complain for 15 minutes. And, this one's good. In other action, 6 of the 17 states yesterday that filed a friend of the court brief saying that they thought the Supreme Court should hear the case now have filed an intervention motion. They're asking the Supreme Court to make them a party. Okay, the 6 states are Missouri, Arkansas, Mississippi, South Carolina, Utah, and Luna. Because it's not, I always thought it was Louisiana, but evidently Louisiana doesn't know how to spell their own name of their state, because on the cover page of this brief, they misspelled Louisiana. So, and by the way, Utah's governor, in reaction to this intervention motion, said, what are they doing? This thing's undemocratic and bogus too. Finally, in this case, the 4 state defendants, the ones that Texas attacked, filed their response to this, and it is harsh. You can look at the Pennsylvania brief. It's on my Twitter. But they called this lawsuit full of baseless claims and seditious and alternative reality. Now, the Supreme Court can rule on this case anytime. They have a scheduled conference for Friday, but they can rule even before that. And look, I think anything can happen, of course, in litigation, but I am not losing an ounce of sleep over this joke of a case. But here's what I am losing sleep over. Even though this is baseless, one of our two major political parties has lost its compass. And that's bad for everyone. Our system needs checks and balances. I know Democrats think they have the right answer, and I know Republicans do too. No one has all the right answers. You need two credible parties who are serious. And when I was in the government, I basically just had a very simple test when I was discharging public duties, which was I'd say to myself, if the shoe were on the other foot, what would I do? How would I think? How would I react? And I can't imagine any of these 106 Republicans looking in the mirror and asking that question. And that's a very sad thing. I do think that Joe Biden, if he were in the situation, would have conceded long ago, as I think, frankly, every normal presidential candidate from either party for all of American history would have. This is beyond not normal. This is grotesque. It's wrong. It's undemocratic. And it's un-American. I'll see you tomorrow.